وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at traits that me and you have, that if they are not fixed or put in the right place, they could lead us to transgression, oppression, tyranny towards other human beings, just making us bad. We said the first one was weakness, the second one was ignorance, and today we want to talk about another trait that makes the person does harm towards his other fellow human beings, and that is hastiness. Hastiness is a state of mind, if I can say that, that a person is constantly in a hurry to do things. He is constantly hurried to achieve things. He's constantly hurried to become something. We have this notion in our minds that the faster we do things, the better. And actually, that contradicts logic. Sometimes, yeah, we can do certain things much quicker, but it doesn't mean that the quicker, the better. So we need to understand that when it comes to our hastiness and the speed that we do things with, we have to be very careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this notion to our attention when He says, وَيَدْعُ الْإِنسَانُ بِالْشَرِّ دُعَاءُهُ بِالْخَيْرِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Mankind, Allah says, usually they pray for that which is bad by that which is good. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And surely human being was forever hasty. What does that mean? It means that I need money, or something happens to me, and automatically I go down on my knees and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something for me and to give it to me, and desperately give it to me, and give it to me like in need, you know, like as quick as possible. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would want to do that for me, if I ask for a car, for example, and I plead with God, and I, you know, make a case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I go out of my way to do all the a'mal that are required for me to get a car and to get my dua accepted, Allah says, well, if we have to accept your amal and your actions and your du'as, then consider yourself dead. That's it. Because you're going to do something that will kill you. This car will kill you, so we're not going to give it to you. So Allah says that now the human beings, they always hasty when it comes to the things they want to ask for. And sometimes you ask for something, that you want something, Allah says, well, if I give it to you, then you're going to lose something else that you already have. I mean, you can't have them both, right? Sometimes you need to make a compensation when it comes to things. So sometimes you have something good, you do a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah takes it away from you. So Allah says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانَ عَجُولًا. Surely humankind, they are in constant hurry. They're always, you know, moving from here and there, trying to get things done the quicker, the quick way and the fast way, which will not work for their own benefit. Let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we were saying that the human beings are forever hasty. Allah says in the Quran, again, and obviously this concept, Allah talks too much about it in the Quran. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ, and when a problem comes at your way when you're in the sea, ضَلَّ مَا تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهُ, whoever you used to worship, he will fade away. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاكُمْ, and surely when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves you, أَعْرَضْتُمْ, then you would go back in the same way that you were when you got on the ship. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانِ كَفُورًا, surely the human being is forever a transgressor. Allah says it was just a minute ago when you guys were in a bad situation and you could not get yourself out of the problem that you're in. Now you go back. That's how it is. From Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he says, in Allah ta'ala khalaqa Adam salawatullahi alayhi. So when we say, well, why are we like this? Let's go deep, dig deep further in the hadith to see what makes us so hasty. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ آدَمَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَدِيمُ الْأَرْضِ. Allah created Adam from the mud of the earth, right? From the particles of the earth. فَمَنْ هُوَ السِّبَاخُ, amongst the earth material, he brought that which is bitter or sour, depends. وَالْمَالِحِ, and that which is salty. وَالطَّيِّبِ, that which is sweet. So three flavors, right? So the sourness, the sweetness, and the saltness all mixed up together. And then he says, فَمِنْهُ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought all this together, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمَّا خَلَقَ آدَمَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ نَهَضَ الْيَقُومِ. So when Allah created Adam and Allah blew from his soul into Adam, immediately Adam got up. He was trying to get up. And Allah says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Why are you in such a hurry to get up, O Adam? You could have just stayed there for a few minutes, looked around, wandered around, you could have asked a few questions, and then you could have got up. But the hadith says, immediately Adam alayhi salam wanted to get up. That's how hasty we are. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in the hadith, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمْ نَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ وَثَبَ لِيَقُومُ. When Allah created Adam from his soul, and he says, Adam immediately wanted to get up. قَبْلَ أَنْ يَتُمَّ خَلْقَهُ. Look at this. He says, before his creation was completed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in the process of, I don't know, maybe making his legs or his hand or something was, you know, few things weren't missing from Adam's body. But the minute Allah put a soul into him, Adam wanted to get up while not being completed. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ جَلْ خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Surely man was created in such a hasteful nature. When it comes to life, sometimes I can be hasty. Make a judgment, pass a judgment, harm another human being, take something from him. We have to be very careful when we deal with people. We take our time. We don't fall victim to this inner creation that we have or inner trait that we have, which is being hasty all the time. And that's the only advice I can give you for today. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم